Tonight is the night Ford reveals the electrified F-150 in a live webcast at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Oh, the buildup. Can America's best-selling vehicle leave its history of fossil fuels in the dust? Could an electric truck ever satisfy those of us for whom the mythos of the truck is the thing? And can we even charge these if everybody buys them? Phoebe Wall-Howard covers business, including the auto industry, for the Detroit Free Press, and she joins us now to help answer these questions and more. Phoebe, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I know that you had an eye on Joe Biden's visit yesterday in Dearborn. Did you get a look at his run on the track?
Yes, and it was fast. And I think that's what people are wondering with this new vehicle. They're talking about speed and power.
It's funny. I always had Joe figured as a Corvette guy.
He is a Corvette guy, which makes it very interesting. Bill Ford challenged Biden to see if the F-150 Lightning could compare.
Challenged him to it. Is it true that I thought that maybe Ford didn't know that he was actually going to drive it?
No, they didn't know. And they were warned that, like, you know, just be ready. It's not in the plan, but that Joe Biden can be unpredictable. And in this case, it was unpredictable. You know, you talked about the power and what current owners are thinking. You know, how apprehensive are people about going to all electric for a truck? And what sets the F-150 apart from all other trucks, like the Cybertruck by Tesla, is that this is a daily work truck. That's why it's the best-selling vehicle in America, that this is run by, you know, construction workers and plumbers and electricians and general contractors, and that can't change. What was notable when Joe Biden accelerated aggressively during his visit is the level of pickup and torque, that electric vehicles are known for an immediate response, incredible power. So that is something that current F-150 owners would appreciate.
Sure. So like I said, the big reveal is tonight at 9:30. I know the exact details are not public yet, but has Ford said anything about what to expect other than, yes, it will be a powerful truck?
No, except a little tiny morsel leaked after Joe Biden took his run. He asked the press corps if anyone had their stopwatch, and he was pretty sure he went 0 to 60 in 4.4 seconds. And that, in fact, when he turned, you know, one of the Ford representatives said, sir, that hasn't been revealed.
It's so hard to hold on to that embargo when the president of the United States is previewing your truck.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So we will find out, officially, the public will find out the actual data points. But that, of course, would be faster than the current F-150.
Right. Phoebe, how would you rate the degree of difficulty of what Ford is trying to pack into the Lightning, all the power, all the towing capability at whatever price point they think they can do?
It's a challenge, but they've done two things that make it possible. Number one, they're now doing, they're making the batteries themselves, they're vertically integrating. And that is a huge issue because the single biggest challenge is the weight of the batteries. And Ford has an entire team that works explicitly on that, you know, the engineering team. So in terms of the challenges facing Ford Motor Company, again, we're talking about battery size and battery weight, and that's now what the Van Dyke formerly transmission plant is doing. They've all moved over to the all-electric operation. And secondly, what makes it possible for Ford is they already have a loyal buyer base. That's so enormous. This is a matter of taking that trust and transferring it to electric. Again and again, they say, you know, no shopper will buy this pickup because it's electric. They'll buy it because it can pull more, it has more power, and it's more efficient.
Do we have a ballpark sense of what the Lightning battery might weigh compared with, say, a traditional car battery or even a traditional electric car battery?
We don't have the detail released on that other than it will be enormous.
Is the battery the reason that the electric truck space hasn't opened up faster?
Yeah, think of the battery for vehicles like you would think of the battery for your cell phone. So back in the day, you know, cell phones were like bricks. And now, you know, things get smaller and smaller, you know, with every version of the cell phone. And that's really what it's like for vehicles as well. So it's about space and weight. And again, this is something, because the vehicles Ford and other motor companies have moved into the hybrid space, right? They use both gas and battery, that this is something they've been working on for quite some time. It hasn't just begun for all electric. So this is just doing more with a smaller piece.
Some people buy trucks because they think they look awesome. And some people buy trucks because they know they want to haul stuff around in the truck bed. But like you said, there's a significant portion of the truck market is people who want to haul stuff, be it boats, be it professional equipment. Do you think we know enough about how electric batteries perform at hauling to know exactly how this might pan out for the Lightning?
I think the fact that Ford is considered, I would say widely considered, an expert in truck use, that because Ford has been working on this for 3 years, because they do things like pull trains and double-decker, I mean, they're testing, in fact, all the auto companies, the torture testing on trucks, including batteries, is almost something out of a movie. In terms of temperatures and mud and ice and beating on things, you know, it is called torture testing for a reason. So in terms of what the battery can sustain, again, the fact that you've had hybrid batteries, you know, this is an area that the companies are moving into, and it is familiar. So it will come out in 2022, the F-150 Lightning, but the testing will continue, and it's very aggressive.
You know, you mentioned that a significant part of Ford's customer base are people in agriculture, people in the trades, people who need trucks for work and for very, very practical reasons. But I've got to wonder if Ford or Rivian or anyone really knows who the electric truck market is yet, you know, that there might be people who'd be willing to go there if they thought there was a product out there that was really great. Do you get a sense that they have done a lot of research on this?
Yeah, same thing, just like torture testing, these companies, and especially Ford, because I cover Ford, I'm the most familiar with it as a company, the amount of research where they actually, they live with families, they spend time with businesses, the amount of money they do on customer research, it's not a phrase, it's a reality. And so they study the personal habits and how people talk. They sit in parking lots and watch people load up and unload, and they go to campsites and watch how people use vehicles. Very specifically, Matt Anderson over at the Henry Ford said to me, the reason the F-150 has had the longevity and dominance is because it is both a workhorse and it can be considered a luxury pickup. Exactly your point. So it's both, it's used in the workplace, but you have a lot of families now because they have boats or other recreational activity. They want to use the truck as their family vehicle. Clearly, Tesla is looking at the Cybertruck for to be sexy and to be cool. I mean, that's been a Tesla product point of pride. As far as the F-150 goes, I think they're going for a couple things, just like Ford did for the Mustang Mach-E. They want it to be cool, but they have to build on current loyalty. It's also much more efficient if someone is in love with your product and you switch how it works, as opposed to trying to convince them to buy something completely new. That is one strategy that makes Ford a little bit unique. They're taking products you already know, and they're fully electrifying them. It's totally a different approach. So this will be, yes, people will go into all electric vehicles, as you said, because some folks think trucks inherently are just bad for the planet. And so by moving to all electric, it alleviates a lot of guilt for a number of consumers.
Phoebe, one last thing. I'm assuming the fact that Ford is making this launch is some kind of indicator that they believe that the infrastructure in places where truck buyers live, if it's not there now, at least it can be there very soon. Do you know anything about Ford's research into what will support these trucks?
Yeah, I think Ford Motor Company, along with General Motors and Stellantis, Toyota, absolutely, and others, they are working very aggressively with the White House under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And they perceive this infrastructure bill as seriously about not just jobs, but absolutely about charging. When you are in California and you go to the shopping mall, you have countless charging stations. When you go to downtown San Francisco, you can park in slots for charging. There are certain communities, even in Port Huron, Michigan, there's a whole charging slot in banks. So you have different parts of the country that have made these commitments, but really it depends on the White House making this move and this investment. But that goes to your point. It needs to move very quickly for adoption. You cannot have distance anxiety, driving anxiety. Can you fill up? Although people have told me when I interview them, they can go from California to the East Coast, Atlanta, with no stress, that all these electric vehicles actually have maps on where you stop and where you plug in. So the infrastructure is essential, but we are not there yet. We need to get there quickly.
Phoebe Howard covers Ford and other business topics for the Detroit Free Press. You can read her really fun article about Joe Biden's visit online, and you can follow her on Twitter @PhoebeSaid. Phoebe, thank you so much.
Thank you.